Chapter 16. Getting Ready for the Night. What was it which Cayley was going to hide in that pond that night? Antony thought that he knew now. It was Mark's body. From the beginning he had seen this answer coming, and had drawn back from it, for if Mark had been killed, it seemed such a cold-blooded killing. Was Cayley equal to it? Bill would have said no, but that was because he had had breakfast with Cayley, and lunch with him, and dinner with him, and ragged him, and played games with him. Bill would have said no, because Bill wouldn't have killed anybody in cold blood himself, and because he took it for granted that other people behaved pretty much as he did. But Antony had no such illusions. Murders were done. Murder had actually been done here, for there was Robert's dead body. Why not another murder? Had Mark been in the office at all that afternoon? The only evidence, other than Cayley's, which obviously did not count, was Elsie's. Elsie was quite certain that she had heard his voice. But then, Bill had said that it was a very characteristic voice, an easy voice, therefore, to imitate. If Bill could imitate it so successfully, why not Cayley? But perhaps it had not been such a cold-blooded killing after all. Suppose Cayley had had a quarrel with his cousin that afternoon over the girl whom they were both wooing. Suppose Cayley had killed Mark, either purposely in a sudden passion, or accidentally, meaning only to knock him down. Suppose that this had happened in the passage, say about 2 o'clock, either because Cayley had deliberately led him there, or because Mark had casually suggested a visit to it. One could imagine Mark continually gloating over that secret passage. Suppose Cayley there, with the body at his feet, feeling already the rope around his neck, his mind darting this way and that in frantic search for a way of escape, and suppose that suddenly and irrelevantly he remembers that Robert is coming to the house at 3 o'clock that afternoon. Automatically he looks at his watch. In half an hour's time. He must think of something quickly, quickly. Shall he bury the body in the passage and let it be thought that Mark ran away, frightened at the mere thought of his brother's arrival? But there was the evidence of the breakfast table. Mark had seemed annoyed at this resurrection of the black sheep, but certainly not frightened. No, that was too thin a story. But suppose Mark had actually seen his brother, and had a quarrel with him. Suppose it could be made to look as if Robert had killed Mark.